days, like the Minig of Yeshivas, and an entire week of Agadah is a revolutionary thing. Most people don't learn a week of Agadah. Agadah is usually the part that we skip. And Bechlal, it's a attitude that most people that grow up in yeshiva grow up with the attitude that agaritas they're like filler blocks. Like before you finish the seventh, you fill in the agaritas. We try to get by. It's an art scroll block. It's not something to actually learn or to harvan or to understand. Or even to be machshiv dafka. It's like Amoraim needed a little break, so they learned some agarita. We don't have a chashivas for agarita. I put together on these pages a couple of maramakoimas and ideas, just to give some ideas of what is this agarita? What is it? Not that after I'm finished we're going to know how to learn agarita, but not that after I'm finished we're going to know how to understand agarita. But at least it should be an appreciation of agarita. That much, it should be an appreciation. So the first thing I have here is a Sifri. The Sifri is on a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. It talks about to be shomer the mitzvahs of the Torah, lishmar kol chukav, and so on. And it says there, leleches b'chol derachav. That it's a mitzvah for a person to go in the derech of Hashem. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Avraham Avinu, ki yedatev l'man asher yitzav es beis hayacharav, to go on the derech Hashem. To go on the same derech that Hashem goes on. To be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. V'halachta b'drachav. It's a mitzvah to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the end, I underline on the bottom. In the end, the Sifri says like this. V'darshei rishuma yisayimrim. Ritzaincha shetakir. If your will is that you want to recognize, you want to know, you want to know the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? You want to understand the Rabbeinu Shel Olam so that you can be like him? Lemoid Haggadah. So learn Haggadah. Learn the parts of Torah that are called Haggadah. Shemitoich kach. Through learning Haggadah, after makiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll recognize, you'll understand, you'll know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umidabek bidrachav. And then you can be like him. You can't be like someone that you don't know. If you want to know Hashem, the way to know Hashem is to learn Haggadah. That's what the Sifri says. So there's a letter here from Rav Kotner. The Shoyl, the guy who had written him the letter, had obviously written, and he doesn't understand the relevance of a lot of the shiurim that Rav Kotner gave on Haggadah. He doesn't understand what the relevance is in his life. That's obviously what the rest of, if you look up the letter, the rest of the letter is also very interesting. I just want to read a few parts. I'll start from the beginning. Yekiri Chavivi, my precious beloved Talmud. Hineni l'kayim ha'pam atzas chachamim. I'm going to be mekayim now with chachamim if advised. Linkai derech tzara. I'm going to talk in bekitzer. I'm going to talk in a short. I'm going to say a big topic in very short. Yal kein advarim de lahalon yavayu besignan shal tamsis de tamsis mein yonim urchavim. And therefore, what I'm about to say is like the essence of the essence. I'm just saying like the in the shortest way possible. I'm going to say the following thing. He says like this. Bidvarim yudala pasuk chavayz nemar. Le'avas Hashem elokeichem. Le'leches b'chol derachav. That's what we just read. To go in Hashem's ways. U'ledav kavoy. And to attach oneself to Him. To learn Hashem's ways. To go in His ways. And to become attached to Hashem. The Israel Zebe Sifri, and the Sifri says, Darshei Rishuma Yisayimrim, Ritzayin Chashetakir is Mishomar V'ayah Ha'olam, Lemoid Haggadah, Shemitoch Kach, Atal Makiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umidabek Bidrachim. He says like this, Midivrei Chazal Halolu Lemeidim Anu, from these words of Chazal we learn, Ki Nisyached Mokoyim Nisuyim B'Torah L'Limo Drachos Shamokim L'Dov Gavai. That there's a special area of Torah. There's a special mokim, a special mokim yisui. There's a special area of Torah that's designated, that's the area of Torah through which we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitoich yichud zeh, from this specifying, this place of Torah, nilmad we could learn. Ki giluya shel Torah, that the revelation of Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Chazal teaches Torah, is nesunim hei b'shtei ma'arachos. There's two parts of Limud HaTorah. Aleph, the first part of Limud HaTorah, Gilui Tzivuy of Yisbarach, is knowing what does Hashem want from us. The first is, what are the mitzvahs? There's Pesach, there's Hanukkah, there's Masa B'Challah, there's Shabbos, there's Tefillah, there's Kriyashma. These are the Tzivuy of Shalmavim. This is what Hashem wants from us. And that's the first.
comes from us.
The chakiras inyan zeh, and the investigation, the involvement in what does Hashem want from me, moifiyah b'ma'areches ha'alacha, that expresses itself in the part of Torah that's called halacha, which when he says halacha, he means sugyas, that we learn in the morning, shnayim ha'efsim b'talas. Sugyas, shmaitze. The second area of Talmud Torah, Beis, the second area, is Gilui Duracha V'Hanagasa Yisrael. It's not what does Hashem want from me, but what is Hashem about, Kaviyachol? What is the Derech of Hashem? I want to understand Hashem better. That's the second Ma'arach of Torah. The Chakiras Inyan Zeh, and the investigation of this Inyan, Ma'ifiyah expresses itself, the Ma'arechas Ha'agada. It expresses itself in the area of Agada. And not only that, Ela Shechazinon that we see we can from here. Ki ho adifus b'ma'areches ha'agoda al gabi ma'areches ha'alacha. And he's not saying, I want to just explain, he's not saying that it's better to learn agoda than halacha. That would be a mistake. He's each part of Torah has its milas. He's just trying to show what the mila of learning agoda is. The adifus, the mila of learning agoda. What do we have from agoda that we don't have from halacha? Aside from all the things that we have from halacha that we don't have from agada, it's not a competition over here. But the adivus that we have from agada that we don't have from halacha, he possesses, he krayva yoyser latzvekus bayis barach. Agada brings us closer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, direct closeness to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avada only when Atayr brings us close to Hashem. But he says, you see from this chazal that agada is special and that there's a direct and immediate understanding of Hashem, and we're mainly coming closer to Hashem. So we see from here a very important thing. We see from here that if a person thinks that he's going to live his life in Torah, and he's going to be ma'ayim and involve himself in the learning of sugyas, and he's going to know Gan Shas and Shulchan Aruch and Bavli and Yerushalmi, and he's going to be ma'imik, and he's going to be chayker chakiras and mefalpil pilpulim, and it's mamish an unbelievable attainment and yediyas ha'Torah, that if he does not involve himself also, when it comes up, when it's nagei, in the right place, in the right time, also in the learning of Agada, it's not just that there's something missing. He's missing a very important part of Limud HaTorah. He's missing the expression, the giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivoy, he's doing 100%, he's being mitzayin, he's mitzuyin. But the giloy of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about, who is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm supposed to be like? What are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm supposed to imitate? What is the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the derech Hashem that I'm supposed to be laleches b'chol derecho? That area is the limud of Agadata. So when a person gets up to an Agadata Gemara, someone's speaking about Agada, or someone has the opportunity to learn Agada, it's an opportunity to involve oneself in a completely new and different and important chelik of Torah. It's a chelik of Torah. It's not just like, it's like people think this is like, it's like Torah and then there's Torah life, you know, there's like Agadata. It's a different ma'aracha, it's a different, we'll see soon, there's different rules in Agadata, there's different ideas, there's different way to learn Agadata. Agadata is a chelik of Torah, with all the chashivas that we give to it, a special chelik of Torah. Okay, let's go on to the next page. Okay, the next page is two columns, two different people. One side is the Chazon Ish, and the other side is Rav Dessler. I'm going to start with Rav Dessler, and then I'm going to move back to the Chazon Ish. There's a letter. I like reading letters. I'm going to start from the beginning of the letter. Baruch Hashem, Yoyim Hei, Vav. Yoyim Hei, Vav La'Aser Simei Tshuva. Thursday, the sixth day of Aser Simei Tshuva. Tishrei B'nei Brah. Tavshin Yud, I'm sorry. B'nei Brah. So this was written in, when was Tavshin Yud? 1950. Tavshin Yud B'nei Brah, he was at the time, he was Mashgiach in Branovich. Yedidi Oy is my close friend, Hayokar, the precious, Vanechmod, and beloved, Orav HaMetsuyin, and so on, whoever this was. I think it's Dr. Hyman. B'chol HaShel, Yeshloi, the whole, he says like this, I'm just moving in a little bit just to get to the point, because I'm running out of time. You know, I want to start from the first line. say, I think Hashem Yishmereyu V'yatzileyu Tizbaruchu Kulchem and Hashemayim. We should have all the brachas. Hashem should watch him and should be mevarech you. Achar Drishas Shloimeh Yatzileyu. He says, after asking how you're doing, the Yedidus Ne'emana with the faithful friendship. Hine, he says, Mizbayash Ani B'yoyse Kofri Toiv. I'm embarrassed and I'm a Kofri Toiv. Ki loiko safti loyad ota. I didn't write you any letters till now. And the truth is, I have no excuse why I didn't write back to you. Even though I don't have an excuse, I do have, there's a makom for you to be dami l'kav zchus. Ki baruch Hashem avodas ha'yeshiva, working in the yeshiva, bolo oisi l'gamri, it swallowed me up completely. That's a mashgiach. Working in the yeshiva swallowed me up completely. Hein mitzad ha'pnai, sai mitzad, but I don't have any other time. Hein mitzad ha'yis'anyinus, and also because I'm so interested, I'm so focused on the yeshiva, that I'm unable to focus on anything else. Hein mitzad ha'limudim, because of the limudim in the yeshiva. Hein mitzad pratiyusi, because of my own personal avodah now is shakua in the yeshiva. Ki ha'inyonim inyonei ha'yeshiva. Because these inyanim, which are the inyanim of the yeshiva, sivavuni, they have surrounded me. Loi nishal chalal panay l'shum inyan ba'olam. I have no space, there's no place in my life for anything else in the world. Afilu mashanitra b'yaisu, even the most important things. Im einay b'inyan ha'yeshiva ha'kadosha. If it has nothing to do with the yeshiva, I have no time for it. The only thing I have time for yoyvam v'layla is the yeshiva. He says, Baruch Hashem, the Chazdei Hashem have been plentiful with him. I could have never thought in the beginning, I would have never thought. Not only did I have any idea of the need there was for me to be here in yeshiva, and the toyelis and the benefit of me being here in yeshiva, aval gamas hanachas ruach, the geshmak, the nachas that I have of being here, usvias haratzon, and the satisfaction, liyos mesuviv ba'anoshim, to be surrounded by people, hashoyse b'tzama es hadvarim, who are drinking with thirst when I'm teaching, tzeirim uzkeinim yachtav, young people and old people together. Shoyal ani la'atmi, he says, I ask myself, how was I zeicha to this, that I landed up in a yeshiva where there's so many people thirsting to hear my every word? How was I zeicha to this? Hello, yodati es p'chisusi. I know my loneliness. Rav Dessler says in his Anova, I know how low I am. V'ha'im loy matzah, Hashem yizborach misha yivaras shrashay terasei ha'kadosha al pisvarim v'soifim yoyser mimeni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't find someone to clarify the roots of the Torah besides for me. You see, Rav Dessler knew that he was clarifying the roots of the Torah. He was just misspoke that Hashem chose him to do it. He said, there's nobody else that Hashem could pick to clarify the roots of the Torah besides for me. Hashafel v'hanibza, I'm not even going to translate on Rav Dessler. Borally, he says, it's clear to me. She'ein kol ze mishamashu sha'at ma'ila shabi. This has nothing to do with me. Ela mishum she'etzlichu, listen to this very carefully. Mishum she'etzlichu ma'isei satan. The actions of the satan were matzliach. U'gidoylei ha'teira, and the great people in the generation, the gidoylem of Teira, kulam samu es kol koicham l'chelak ha'alacha. They all put all of their energy into the massive chelak of halacha of Teira, of sugyas. U'b'chelak ahu yesh harbi mishe yilmedu. And in that chelak of halacha, Baruch Hashem, Nisrabu asaf salam, there's many, many people that are learning halacha. Masha'enkein b'chelak ha'agada. Masha'enkein in the chelak of Teira of Agada, she'meinichim o'isai. They push it aside. U'mistalkim ilahoyer ba'oirais ha'emes. And they go away from allowing themselves to be filled with the light, with the true light. Hamazhirim kol kaf, that shines so brightly. Es kol pino mi pinois ha-nefesh. Every corner from the corners of the nefesh. In other words, he's saying that through learning Haggadah, a person has the ability to clarify to himself all inyanim about his nefesh, about his avodas Hashem, and to make brighten up his whole avodas Hashem, and they don't do this. This is something that we have to worry very much about. If there's so few people that know how to explain Agadah, who's going to have the ability to be mashpia on the pneumius of those who learn Torah? Someone has to inject Agadah into these people. Who's going to be roy to be mashpia this hashpa? Hashem Yisbarach Yirachameinu V'yishlach Lanu Eses Rasa Mikoydesh. Hashem should have Rachmanis on us. Unbelievable. Just stop for the interest sake. Skip the next paragraph. Just to see when Rav Dessler... You know, sometimes we end up writing letters during Seder because we don't have time. We're taking care of things. Just to see when Rav Dessler chose to take care of his correspondence. Ani Koysev, Rav Dessler writes, I'm writing. V'einai Mamshichos Oisi El Hashena. And my eyes are schlepping me to sleep. It'll soon be light outside. And I've been writing since I've got dark, since the beginning of the night. And then he says, because I have so much to write, and so on. This is a letter from Rav Dessler. I think it speaks for itself. The only thing is, when I was copying this letter, I chapped the sitter, I chapped the pacha. And maybe somebody will hear me read this letter and think that there's mokim for a person to not pay so much attention during first Seder or second Seder when we're learning sugyas, or to learn halacha, or to be involved in understanding a Rambam, or to be mevar halacha shulchan aruch. Maybe a person, when he's learning a Tosfos and it's hard, he'll say to himself, why do I have to spend so much time in a Tosfos? Rav Dessler says that Agadah is so important. I learn Agadah, it's a lot more fun, it's more exciting, it's more exhilarating maybe for some people. I was afraid that maybe somebody will excuse themselves from the Amelus Matayra because they can be involved in the Misak and their Midas. So therefore I wanted to make sure with Sida that I have the famous words of the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Emunu Bitachin. The Chazon Ish writes that someone who involves himself in Tikkun HaMidas and Musar without learning Sugyas ends up without the Sugyas and without the Tikkun HaMidas. He says Tikkun HaMidas is a very unbelievable way of learning how to focus our energies properly. But without halacha, we don't know where to focus them. We don't know what's right and we don't know what's wrong. He says, I'll start from Yud Beis. The whole thing is important. I'm going to start from Yud Beis just a little bit. Amnam kvar gila hadoyin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter zatzal. The Chazon Ish is quoting Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter himself said, the igrosa in his letter, ki im amnam kavanasam ritzuya. He's talking about people that just learn in Yana Yira and they don't learn Gemara Rashi Taisus. They don't learn Sugis. And that amal, ba'imka shal halacha, ba'imka shal Sugis, ma'aseyim mikulkolim tachlis hakilkul. Their actions are completely mikulkolim. Ki misha le'amal ba'halacha be'iyon. Someone who didn't learn Sugis be'iyon, hadei keitim, very carefully, lo yeda erka b'ne'ala mimenu nesivayseo, v'chaser ha'ikir ba'avaydes Hashem Yisborach, she'tivehu lishmar se'ifei ha'halacha v'leho yivayseo. A person who doesn't involve himself in the intense iyon of halacha, he's completely chaser what the Rabbanu Shlomo wanted in Avodas Hashem, that the Rabbanu Shlomo wanted more than anything else, that we should learn his tzivuyim. That's what the first thing Rav Lutner mentioned, the gilui of the tzivuyim of Hashem, and we should love it. We should develop an ava for it. The mishpat hu chaser. If he's chaser in the sugyas, in mishpat, in chayshin mishpat, in learning halacha, ma kana, then what does he have? He has nothing. Skip to the last paragraph on the page. The hachacham, but the chacham, he says. Amalei b'Torah, b'Gemara Pirush Rashi b'Taisus, a chacham whose amal is in Torah and learning Gemara Rashi and Taisus, b'Halacha u'b'Sifrei Hayira u'Musar Hamidus, the chacham who knows how to put together, how to intermingle, how to weave together his incredible amal, the roiv of his man, the roiv of his time is in the amal of Gemara Rashi Taisus and learning Sugyas, together with Sifrei Yira and Musar. Shleimusai betucha, his shleimus is guaranteed. He's guaranteed to become a shalim. V'yashru Yisrael and his straightness, Shmura is protected. That's the Chazanish. Okay, you can learn the whole thing. It's all interesting. So we have Mitzarech, and on one side of the page we have Rav Dessler saying how tragic it is that we're losing the art of Agada. But on the other side of the page we have the Chazanish warning us not to think that that means that we have to leave go any bit from learning the Gemara Shei Taisvis and learning Halacha. Says the fifth complaint that people have on Chazal, I'm still on the second paragraph on the page. The Mashahe Meilinim al Eze Ma'amorim Shenimtzu B'Divrei Chachamim, that they complain that they say have tainus on some of the Ma'amorei Chachamim Shenir Lefi Maris Ha'ayin, that it appears when you learn certain Ma'amorei Chazal Shehein Dvarim Shehein Bohem Mamish Klal, that these are things that Pashut can't be. They're not reality. Like a lot of the Gemaras that we learned yesterday and today. But they just can't be. They're beyond. They can't be. The Dabar Zeh Hirbu Hatluna Ma'oid Lidroish Ba'agadah Yisrael Doifi. So he says this, they Mamish complained a lot about. People made a lot of leitzanis of Chazal because of this problem. Gambo Zeh Nosir Hatluna Me'itam. He says, in this area also, we're going to take their complaints away. We're going to knock off that complaint. Utchim Noimar, and first we're going to say, first and foremost, Shehaya Inyonim Sheyira La'adam Rachik Min Adas. There are Inyonim that a person thinks that they're Rachik Min Adas. He can't figure them out. They don't make any sense. Ustumim Heim Bibkayim. That's because they're Sasu. The Taka Chazal wrote them in the Gemara in a hidden way. We'll see why in a minute. Chazal wrote it in a hidden way. And their secret is revealed and explained in other places. Then he goes on to say in the Sefer Zohar, in the Medrash Habayir, or in other Sifrei Chachma, in Chachmas HaKabbalah, he says that over there in these Svarim that are more miyuchas for tremendous Chachamim, they have the keys sometimes to open up, to unlock. But when we read a Gemara, it seems like it doesn't make any sense. It's just beyond. It's crazy. It's exaggerating. There's no exaggeration, and it makes sense, and there's meaning behind it. It's just that we're not holding it in a point in our life right now that we have the keys to be able to understand these different chazal. But it doesn't, Chas v'Shalom, give us the excuse to be able to have any lack of chashivas for them. If anything, when we learn an agadita that's completely rough, completely beyond, we should shake. That we're learning something that's so halic, it's so kaddish, it's so tahar that Chazal couldn't even explain it. We're touching the Sisrei Torah. We don't understand Sisrei Torah, but it's a schus to say Sisrei Torah. It's a schus that it's in our Gemara. It's Mekadosh our Bava Metzia. Okay, skip to the next column, the big words of Bedavar Zeh. Bedavar Zeh Naflu Kama Anasha. Many people have fallen in this way. Shehasina Poyelohem, that they have sinna in them to Torah, to Chachamim. Shehroyim Derech Hamisha Ha'ayla Bei Scale. They see the straight path that goes up to Hashem. The Haggadah is a path straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they see in that path Derech Hakuma. They see a crookedness there. And I just crossed that route because I was putting together different paragraphs. He says, "Ein adover kach." It's a mistake. Raktos hachoyshev. It's a mistake of the people who thought that there's no chachma in these statements. Shaloi donoisim l'kaf schus. They weren't done the chachma Yisrael l'kaf schus. Shadivreim ein kafi haroi l'chachamim. This is very, very important. He says, the chachamim of Chazal spoke in a way that was roi for chachamim to talk. A way that's befitting for Chachamim to talk, ledaber chachmasam, to speak their wisdom, v'mashal v'molitza, with parables, with mishalim. That's the way Chazal, that's the right way for Chachamim to express themselves. U'kemayisha amar hachacham, lehavin mashal v'molitza, divrei chachamim v'chidaisa. Then the Baral says, body in mashal form. Ki teva hachacham leisen kach neatzmei. That's the teva of chachma. Shelo yedaber derech divrei chachma ki yeme derech mashal umelitza ubederech rachay. To speak divrei chachma, things that are pnimis divrei chachma, in a more far-fetched way, in a mashal terminology. V'davar zeh ro'i liyos. Why is this? And this is the secret. Why did Chazal and Derek, why didn't they just say it the way it is? Why did they say these funny things? Why? Zog zeh maral, because Chazal wanted to protect the Torah. And the secrets that are here are so intimate to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They're so chachmadik. They're so internal to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ritzayin chashatakar is mishamar v'ayah ha'aylam. It's just like when you meet a person for the first time, you're not going to tell them everything that's intimate about you, because you're making yourself a shmata. Only when someone really knows you very well, then you start being megal of more intimate things about you. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom is the same way. The Torah is the same way. The Torah is not an open hefker for anyone to come and take advantage of. When a chacham learns Gan's shas, milei grace and b'shas v'poiskim, like Shulchan Aruch says, and he has a proper rebbe, and he has proper background, all these mishalim, so then he's right to be nichnas, to go into the pnimius of chachma, all these mishalim will make sense to him. Not to make words of Chachma trampling place for everyone else. Chachma is a pneumistic thing, and someone who's ready for it to understand it properly could be nichnas into the Rei Chachma. So we're learning Agadata. So we're learning Agadata now this week. And the Emes says that after the Maral finishes talking, to a certain extent that it's correct to say that we should read the words, we should learn what Rashi says, maybe we should look in the back and see what the Maharsha says, and we should go by there. And there's a lot that we don't understand. We should try a little bit to understand, maybe we can get a Musar, maybe we can learn something from it, and we should go by there until we're holy by being able to understand Agadata properly. But as we do that, even though we're doing a blotted day, Agadata, instead of an Amud day, because we don't have the koyches to be behind in Agadata like we should. Theoretically, we should learn Agadata with the same even as Halacha. Ritzayin chos shetaker mishomer v'ayim ha'aylam, asoik v'divrei Agadata. But it's too pneumistic for us. It's too halic for us. It's too kaddish for us. We don't have the seichel for it yet. So therefore, we'll learn the words of Agadata with reverence. We won't snicker and we won't smile. We won't make life. We won't treat it like with the full zehiros that we're learning Dvarim of Sisrei Torah. We'll learn words of Agadah and we won't understand it. And maybe as time goes on, we'll have this chus to meet the right people and to learn the right svarim and to learn enough of halacha that we become proper chachamim to be able to understand Agadah properly. I want to take it's later than I thought it would be. I want to take two Agadahs that we learned yesterday. One of them is a little bit easier. I was talking to Rabbi Yosef before. One of them is a little bit easier to darshan on. And one is a little bit harder to darshan on. And I want to just say, I'm not coming to explain after this maral, it would be an asus on my part to say that I'm coming to explain the Agadah. My point is just to show how much could be beneath the surface, to show that there's meaning behind the Agadah. Just to open the door a little bit to this Agadah. Okay, so I'm going to start with the first Agadah, then we're going to skip a little bit. Dorash Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira darshaned. The Amri Lotani Reb Yosef, and some say that Reb Yosef learned this. What does the pasuk mean when it says Toshes Choshech V'hi Laila? He put down darkness and it became night. Voy Tirmos Kol Chaisa Yo'ar. In there will crawl all the animals of the forest. So he says like this. Toshes Choshech V'hi Laila. He put down darkness and it became night. Zeh Ha'olam Hazeh. This is this world. Shadoyim Ala Laila, which is similar to night. Boy Tirmos Kol Chaisa Yo'ar. In it, cruel all the animals of the forest. Eilur Rishayim Shaboy. These are the Rishayim in the world. Shedoymin Lachaya Shabiyar. That are similar to animals in the forest. I just want to break down a little bit just to explain what are Chazal saying over here. Why is Olam Hazeh Doymin tonight? Why are Rishayim called animals? What's the connection between the first half of the Pasuk and the second half of the Pasuk? What's going on over here? So there's a cloud. Whenever we learn about Ur and Chayshev, there's a cloud. This is like Eid Hanukkah. The cloud is that Ur always represents clarity. Because we can, and it's very simple why. Because when the light is on, when it's light outside, everything is clear. Chayshev, those who know the famous Pesilas Yesharim, Chayshev represents unclarity. Things are not clear. So Lamasha, let me explain now another Agada. Gemara in Chagiga, very, very famous Gemara, that people childishly understand to be some kind of a superhuman talent, and according to this, it's Mamish talking about the basics of the way the world is. And this is Mamish, like, this is Mamish Panikatar. Gemara says in Chagiga that we base of talent. Or Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yayim Rishon. The Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun on the fourth day, and he created light on the first day. So the Gemara Chagiga has a kasha. And I was happy a few weeks ago my daughter came home from school, she asked me this kasha. You learn Chumash like a man, it jumps out at you. The fourth day Hashem created the sun, so what's the light that Hashem created on the first day? It's a good kasha? Kasha the kasha. So the Gemara says, Or Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yayim Rishon. The light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, a person can look with this light from one end of the world to the other. And then he says that, then the Gemara goes on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid this light. What's this light? It was X-ray vision. It was very bright. What is this light? The pshat is like this. The world is full of nisim. But a lot of big nisim happened today. Incredible nisim. The sun rose. It's an incredible thing. You know how many forces of gravity have to be perfectly in place for the sun to rise again? The sun didn't really rise. We really came up to the sun. But the way we see it, the sun rose. Plants sprouted. Snow fell today. Today snow fell. There was water vapor in the sky. There were certain things that happened exactly the right way. The Rebbe Shlomo was geyser. Snow fell. One of the meifsim. It's a meifsim. Imagine, my uncle told me that he once had a friend that was from India. His friend, he learned the Chaim many, many years ago. And his friend was a young guy from India. And he came, maybe I have a chavi here from LA who I'd be able to identify with this story. He came to New York, and sure enough, and in those days it really used to snow. It used to snow more in the old days. One day there was a snowstorm. And it just was piles and piles of this white stuff falling from the sky. So this guy took a snowball, put it into an envelope, and mailed it to his mother. So, incredible thing. Snow, it's a miracle. He wanted his mother to see it. It's a miracle. It's a nace. It's a miracle. Never seen something like that. It's a Russian nace. It's a dvar pele. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? How come we realize that the Russians are all around us? My lungs breathe in and they breathe out. The oxygen goes in, the carbon dioxide goes out. It's a miracle. Why don't you see that? The Or Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yayim Rishon is the clarity. When the world was created, there was complete clarity. We were able to see clearly that everything that exists in this world comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Clarity. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam hid it. Where did he hide it? It's hidden in a little box somewhere in Shemayim. Where is it hidden? So this Sfarim teach us. The Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is hidden in something called Teva. Something called nature. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of his miracles and he made them happen in a cycle. And as soon as they started happening in a cycle, it became possible to say that they're happening by themselves. Gneza Sa'ar. Hashem hid the light. Yeah, Hashem hid the clarity. Hashem hid the clarity of the Hashgacha. What would have happened if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have hid the clarity? Then what would have happened? What if Hashem wouldn't have hid the clarity? We would not have Bechira. Would you be able to do an Avera if you saw pure miracles happening in front of you every second? Would you ever do an Avera? You'd never do an Avera. There'd be no Bechira. Is there any purpose in creating this world if there's no Bechira? There's no point. So in order with hands and feet and a nose and eyes, just like animals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something very different than animals, called the neshama. The Rasha is someone who abandons the neshama and just focuses on the guf. What's a mashal for someone who abandons his neshama and focuses on the guf? Voitirmos, kol chai chai sayar. He's doing it to an animal. That's just reading the Agadita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down darkness, no clarity. So Mamel, there are a shem that are doing it to animals. That's an Agadita. That was an easy Agadita. Later on in the Amud, on the next Amud, we have Gemaras that talk about very, very strange things. We have Gemaras that talk about how obese the Amoraim were. They were very, very fat. One of the Amoraim did surgery on himself and he took out tons and tons of fat to see if there's going to be Rima Vitaleya. It's incredible. Two Amoraim were able to stand next to each other and an ox, one of the biggest behemoths, was able to walk underneath their stomach. Extremely fat. What's the point? First of all, what does it mean? And second of all, what's the point? So the first thing is that it's important to know like this. A klal from the Maharal. This is a very important klal. There's many Gemaras that discuss sizes about things that are mufla. There's a lot of Gemaras. Different people. Moshe Rabbeinu, Oig, the Oig, Oig over there in the Gemara, and Nida. There's different Gemaras that talk about like tremendously, like things that don't seem physically possible. The Maharal says like this. The Maharal says like the Shvarf wanted that there should be a certain uniformity in the Bria. So Lamashu, stature. A person has a roof needs to be stature. So let's say I would be in a room and Rabbi Yashu would be in a room. So obviously Rabbi Yashu's stature is tens and tens of hundreds of times more higher than my stature. Because he's Rabbi Yashu. But physically, you're not going to find that Rabbi Yashu is going to grow to be 5,000 feet tall. The physical world is not a reflection of the roof needs to be world. You're not going to find that he's going to grow to be 1,000 feet tall. Because the Baruch Hu wanted that in the physical world, things should look uniform. It's part of the Esther of Teva. That things should look uniform. That's what Hashem wanted. But in what's really going on, Rabbi Yashu really is much taller than him. In every movement of what the word Kaima means. But this Gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on the world, physically, things should look the same. And that's an explanation, and the Maharal himself says it on this Gemara. He says, we talked about the Amoraim were heavy, they were heavy, yes they were. They were not as heavy, he says, if someone was looking was able to go on a time machine and see these Amoraim, was able to see Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he was able to see them, he would see a heavy person. He wouldn't see a person as heavy as the Gemara describes. Because the Gemara takes, because there's a remez in the fact that they were heavy, and I'll talk about it in a minute. But because of this cloud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the Bria, that everyone should look the same, so Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon looked heavier than other people. But the amount that should have been based on the explanation for their heaviness is not equal. The Gemara describes their heaviness based on how heavy they should have been if you would just go with the explanation of their heaviness. And I'll explain what I mean. We know that we refer to sometimes the Gashmias as fat. The Xilz Yesharim, Ki Gashmias Achumrias Av. Gassos and fat, Gassos is Gashmias. Because when a person is heavy, a person is fat, often, not always, but often it means that he indulges very much in Gashmias. He eats a lot. He very much indulges in Gashmias. Now this is a Madrega that the Xilz Yesharim talks about, called Kedusha. If you learn the Masil Sisharan's Madrega of Kedusha, he says that if you go to a Kaddish and you feed him wine, it's like you're pouring wine into his bath. If you feed him meat, it's like you're giving him a carbon, he quotes Chazal. Because that person is a Kaddish. What does that mean? That means that that person lifted his body up to such a height of Kedusha that it's all part of his Avodas Hashem. He was Mekaddish the Gashmias. He was actually uplifted his physical body. The mashal for that in our Gemara is that there's no, it doesn't get wormy, it doesn't spoil. Because something that's affected by Ruchnius doesn't spoil. As we know, the Lechem Aponim is in the Beis HaMikdash, it's close to Ruchnius, it stays fresh from Shabbos to Shabbos. Something that's close to Ruchnius doesn't spoil. The man, after a short time would vanish, would melt. But the Tzinsenes Haman that was in the Kedush HaKadoshim stayed in perfect shape for generations. What's close to Kedusha is able to does not spoil, does not age. It doesn't get spoiled. So what the Gemara is talking about is like this. The Amoraim being fat is exactly the opposite. We read this Gemara, we think it's some kind of embarrassing thing about the Amoraim. It's exactly the opposite. The whole purpose of this Gemara, and through the whole Gemara, that's why we get next to Shufrei, the Rav Yochanan, Rav Avo is like Adam Arishan, the whole Hemshech of the Gemara is about the Kedusha of the bodies of the Amoraim. That they were such Kedusha, that they were able to uplift any Gashmias. Any Gashmias that they touched, they were able to uplift. And the massive obesity that is described in the Gemara is a description, the Maral says, and Rav Tzadok says, is a description of the enormity of the amount of Gashmias in their lifetime that they were able to be Mahapach to Ruchnias. They were able to contain so much Gashmias in their Ruchnias. Let me clear up a big mistake. People think you says that the inyan of zivug, of kashmir shamita, of ishas, of tzniyas, of these things, that there's something malachlich about it. He says nothing could be further from the truth. How could it be that the whole existence of the world depends on something that's filthy? How could it be? It's impossible. It doesn't make sense. That's why Hashem created the world. It's impossible. He says the part that Adam Rishon did a chet, he had to cover himself. We're nizvayish, we walk with tznius. The part that there is to be ashamed of is the grubber taiva that's involved. Is the grufnius? Is the taiva for avera that's involved? But the chibur between an ish and an isha, and the chayladas banim uvanis, he says, is one of the greatest halakhic things that Kadosh Baruch Hu created. It's a big arichas there, and it's bechlal big arichas. It's not for now, but it's important to realize. So on that, the Gemara says that the aver of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi was like a chemas, a sack. Or chemas is a sack, a barrel, a sack, a jug. Nine kavim, he says. He says that means that somehow the aver of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi was so halig that it was the head. It was the most powerful ruchniyistic force over all nine parts of him besides for his mouth. The mouth is so kaddish that was already beyond. The mouth that learns Torah, that's l'ruach memalo, that's medaber divrei chachma, that's already beyond. But even more kaddish than the eyes and the ears and the adayim and the raglayim, that was the kedushas habris of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the years passed. It's gotten to Adairis. It became a little bit less. So the next one, he says, the Aver of Rabbi Yochanan was like a jug of five kavim. He says, five kavim is that it was the most halig, and it was shaylit on the five that are on the halig of the guf, the Yodayim and the Raglayim and the Aver. He says, but the Avada wasn't on the same Adrega as his Seichel, like a part of him, as the Neshama, like a part of him. And he says, and Rabbi Yochanan himself, oh, and some say Bas Shloisha. Some say it was three Kavim, which is the feet without the Yodayim. Which is an interesting thing. If you learn them, it's not for now, but the Yodayim and the Raglayim themselves are a mashal to the 10 parts of Ruchni, to 10 parts of Gashmis of a person. That's why the mashal, we know that there's a mitzvah deals with time to wash the hands. There's all kinds of mitzvahs that before a person davens, he should wash his hands. But before Shabbos, which a person's whole guf is being nichnas into a different world, if you look at Shulchan Aruch and beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, it says to wash your hands and feet. Because you need mekadesh even the guf. The raglayim is meramis, and even more gashmi is thick apart than the hands. So that's the bas shloisha kavim. Rav Papa himself, he says, was like the baskets of Har Pinoy. It's like the baskets of Rav Papa, his aver was like the baskets that were made in Har Pinoy. So the Mefarshim say like this. They say that Har Pinoy was called the place of Har Punya, whatever the name of the place was called that because it's a Har Shahakol Poinemei. There's a Gemara like that. It's a mountain that everyone faces there. And he says that if you think about it, the zera of a person is a makim of a gathering of all his kaychas. The haraya, it's through that he's able to be my children. So that means that within that, and those who know about DNA and genetics, know that there's a lot of, even physically, there's a lot of truth to that. Within the zera of a person is a map of an entire human being. It's a map of an entire human being. And all the kaychas of a person gather in this one place. That's what he says. A person who uses that correctly, a person who gathers his kaychas correctly and is mekadesh his life correctly, so his is called that his aver is like a harsha kol koinavela. That there's a in the realm of kedusha, in the realm of tahara, all of his kaychas lead to this makom. There's a maimer Bereshis, one of the maimerim of the Asarim maimeris of Bereshis, is also about gathering. It says that Yikavu Hamayim. It says in Bereshis that all the waters should gather to one place. Yikavu Hamayim, right? You say Rahayabasha. All the waters should gather to one place. When was that maimer suspended? By the Mabul. By the Mabul, the maimer of Yikavu Hamayim was suspended. it's like maybe Mabaloil when the Kavu Hamayim El Mokim Echad was abolished. That's what the Maral says. I'm going to stop here again. I just wanted to give a taste of how much could be behind every single word of Agadita. Not that we can learn Agadita this way. I myself, I spent some time learning this Gemara. The other Gemara I'm going to read quickly and try to understand as best as I can. But at least we should have an appreciation of the godless of what we're talking about, especially when it's sensitive Agadis like this. Now we have a bunch of people together that can go out into the world and to quiet down people who make jokes and people who laugh, people who think that it's a leitzana, so the Gemara talks this way. Now we know that we're not just talking about Kodesh when we talk this way, but we're talking about Kodesh Kodashim.